Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
All right, Ace, Steve Sipple live from Minneapolis. Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush here in the Ticket Studio. Hour two, as always, an early break sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Nice try, Sip. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane.
Awesome.
Also at 70th and Pioneers. And we know it's Friday. I mean, is it Steve Sterling today?
Steve Sterling today.
Okay, what do we got for picks?
He's been laying a lot of money in for some people, so he's
Lock
got
in.
His picks. I've already given you the one that it's -7.5. Nebraska's the we call it Mortgage Day, and this is the one you want to push all your chips. This is your chance to actually get ahead, not just fun money. Sometimes like, okay, I'm gonna wager that one. This is the time. This is the one that if you want to get a bass boat, today's the day you get a bass boat. Tomorrow.
I want a bass boat, Bill.
We all do. So today's a wager the amount of money. Talk to your wife. Make a deal with the kids. Hey, listen, we're going to put a lot at risk tonight, but it's going to be all worth it. So that's it. That's a home run slam dunk game for us at that. Boston College, UConn. Boston College. I mean, and I'm going by what I read yesterday. Now, this is what the odds were. Is Boston College favored by a 1.5? And it's all load up. Take UConn. Load up on UConn. Like that. That is a game like that. I love UConn in this. UConn's playing well. I think that's a slam dunk.
You're right. 1.5
so,
BC. Yep.
Yeah. So 1.5. That's what the score is.
BC's 1-5. Yes. UConn's 4-2. Yeah. BC's a favorite. That's odd.
I'm telling you, UConn.
Strange.
Right now, Mora's got him going. Northwestern, Purdue. Check this too. Make sure, Jake. I had Northwestern at -3.5.
That sounds right to me.
So I love Northwestern's.
Yep. 2.5 okay. Northwestern.
I love this one like that. Steve.
Shindy likes this.
Well, I love it because of what Shindy's picks is because I don't do okay. this.
Yeah,
this is Shindaddy's picks. I love the choice he made. I love every one of my texts. Sometimes I'll push back on him, and it's usually a lesson learned by me. So Shindaddy loves Northwestern at -3.5. Then his bonus one of his triple lock of once you've won the game tonight, if you say, okay, we have enough money for a really nice boat. We have $80,000 for, but we can get the boat that costs $120,000. The chance to get that's tomorrow, and that's UCLA -3.5 over Maryland. Take UCLA.
Okay.
UCLA.
Okay. More picks there.
Maryland's going to roll out there, and I think they're going to get rolled. I really do.
Long trip.
It's a 6-hour flight, and don't see it happen.
The Locksley October fade continues for Maryland.
The fade is on.
That is Steve Sterling. Thank you. Now we are joined by our friend Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee. Good morning. Are you ready for Husker football tonight on your TV?
And Miami football. So that's why you have three TVs.
Oh,
then watch
right.
a little baseball, too. Got the Mariners game. So
you're ready to roll, Lee. You got it covered. You're ready to roll. Well, Lee, lastly, 2-3 in the week. Now, let's do the Friday night games first because Nebraska's part of that, and of course, Miami. So I know you have this as game of the week, but Miami is 13.5 point favorites against Louisville. Tonight, hosting Louisville, can they cover almost 2 touchdowns, Lee, against the Cardinals?
So here's what happens. When you're a top 2, top 3 team in the country, you're going to have to pay an extra premium if you want to back them. I think the line should be like 10.5. I think the line's off probably 3 points. So Louisville's quarterback, Miller Moss, talented, but he has a propensity to throw interceptions when you put heat on him. And you get in front of his face, and Miami does a lot of that. But got a really good running back, kid from Brown, named Isaac Brown from Miami. He's been nicked up a lot of the year, but could be close to 100% with the rest that he's had with their bye week. And their top two receivers, Bell and Lacy, are right there with Miami's guys. So I think the difference probably will be turnovers. I think Miami wins this game 42-31. I'm going to take Louisville plus the 13.5. Probably the best play here, though, play the over 50.5 total points.
Okay, Miami 42-31. Other game tonight, Nebraska, of course, plays Minnesota. You have them as 8-point favorites on the road in Minneapolis. What do you see from Huskers Gophers tonight, 7 p.m. league?
So, I mean, the Gophers are not real talented. I mean, they got a redshirt freshman quarterback. He did lead them back to the comeback win with a couple touchdowns in the fourth quarter against Purdue. But both of their losses were on the road. They seem to play a little bit better at home. Nebraska's been starting quick in the first quarter. You got to save some of your better plays for the second and third quarter. A lot of these offensive coordinators do that. First two drives, they pretty much use up their top 15, 18, 20 plays, and then they got to recycle some of these plays and go to some different stuff. So I'd like to see them do that, maybe changing the tempo here. Show some different looks. Come out first down, in an empty backfield. Go with three tight ends for a couple plays in a row. Nebraska, though, 2-5 against the spread is a favorite on the road in neutral site games. The last 13 games away from Lincoln, only twice have they won by more than 7 points. And the Gophers are a tough out as a home underdog. Last year they beat USC as a 9.5-point underdog and only lost last year by one as a double-digit dog versus Penn State. I think Nebraska wins 31-26, but I think Minnesota covers.
31-26 tonight in Minneapolis. We're joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, going through this weekend's NFL and college games. Going to Saturday, Lee, Michigan, 6-point favorites against Washington, coming off the tough road loss at USC is Michigan. Yep. Can they bounce back with a win against the Huskies?
This is one of my favorite games here, and I think the Huskies are underrated and under the radar. Their dual-threat quarterback, Damon Williams, very good. I think Jonah Coleman, their running back, and Denzel Boston will be playing at the next level and starting. They are that good, and they put up some numbers on Rutgers last week. 579 yards. They averaged 9.8 yards per play here. No, they've had a lot of trouble traveling east. They have not won a game against the spread on the East Coast, but I think it's time here. And I think some teams have figured out the weaknesses here in this Michigan defense. So I think the wrong team is favored. I like Washington here, straight up 28-25.
Yep. Washington over Michigan, that'd be seismic
in
the
Big
Ten. That'd
be a story. Yes. That would be a story, and I like it too, Lee.
Yep.
Next up, Ohio State, big favorites on the road. Wisconsin was shut out at home against Iowa last week, 37-0 on homecoming night. Bad, bad performance. They get Ohio State in town as 25.5-point favorites against the Badgers. First question, will the Badgers score this week, Lee? And number two, will they cover that at all?
I think they might get a field goal, maybe. Probably over-under is probably 2.5 here. I mean, they're bad. I mean, Luke Fickell looks like he's quit. You watch his press conferences, and they're basically playing with a quarterback, that was projected to be the third-string guy. So when you have that kind of problems and you can't hidden on any big plays. I mean, I feel bad for this kid, Hunter Sims. He's trying hard. He's a transfer from Southern Illinois, but he's not even close to as talented as Billy Edwards was. So Ohio State looks like they're going to cruise until that Michigan game here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Wisconsin's going to be like Indiana fans. They're going to tailgate and show up until halftime. By halftime, you're going to see people clearing out here. Ohio State 48-3.
Ouch! 48-3. Yeah.
He's right too. They will leave. They will leave the stadium.
That's painful for the Badgers. Not looking good. Still in the Big Ten now. Penn State has lost 3 straight games. Of course, James Franklin out as head coach. They traveled to Iowa as 3.5-point underdogs to the Hawkeyes. Will you see a resurgence for an interim head coach, or will it be more of the same for Penn State tomorrow, Lee?
In some instances, you do see it, but I don't know if you're going to see it here. I think they like Terry Smith, but they're playing with basically a third stringer. Bo Probilla ended up transferring, so their guy now is going to be Ethan Drunkmeyer. Drunkmeyer just doesn't seem to be a proficient enough passer or a good enough runner to make a difference here. I like the way Iowa just suffocated Wisconsin in the second half. They were not going to let up at all here, and
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Looks like Penn State just totally lost here. They're rudderless. I like Iowa here, 24-17.
24-17, Iowa wins and covers. Yep. Last game, Lee, in the Big Ten, Indiana, fresh off an extension for Kurt Cignetti and a big win in Oregon. 27-point favorites against Michigan State tomorrow. That's a big number. Can they cover 27, Lee?
And they were trying to sell, I mean, Jonathan Smith was selling everyone that Aiden Childs was going to be the guy that turned this program around. I never saw it. I saw him, you know, play at Oregon State. We're seeing the same thing over and over again. Interceptions, you know, just not putting his team in good situations. Now he's not even 100%, hasn't even finished the last two games here. So, I just think Indiana is one of these teams that takes care of business. Their coach, one of the top five coaches, and they rewarded him, rightly so. They are 6-2 against the spread the last eight. It's a double-digit favorite here. After this, they've got UCLA, Maryland, Penn State, Wisconsin, and Purdue. It looks like IU and Ohio State are headed for a big-time matchup in the Big Ten championship game. This keeps playing out the way we think it is. So sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Indiana, big here, 45-15.
45-15 Hoosiers. Last thing we'll leave before you go. You reside in Miami. Tell me why the 1-5 Miami Dolphins still have their head coach employed and their GM employed as we enter week 7 of this football season.
Well, as they used to say, that's the $64,000 question. Right now, I guess with inflation, it would be a $64 million question. No one can figure it out. This roster is constructed so poorly. It's as if you had someone join a fantasy league for the first time and you just gave them the keys for 9 years. So never seen someone last this long without a playoff win. And Greer, the GM, needs to go. McDaniel, shortly after this game, whoever loses, the coach and the GM should both be gone, Cleveland, for the Dolphins. I'll tell you one thing, though. Quishon Judkins for Cleveland. If you like to bet fantasy, you bet in fantasy, you like to bet player props, bet him over whatever it is. As long as it's anything over 90, 100 yards, this guy might get 156 yards against this defense.
Agreed. Lee, how can people find the rest of your picks?
Yep. Just go to the website, ParamountSports.com. We are on a roll. How about this? On Sundays, 4 weeks ago, gave everyone 5 selections. Went 5-0. 3 weeks ago, did it again, another 5-0. And then 2 weeks ago, 5-0. Last week, I let everyone down on my top 5 picks on Sunday. We went 4-1. We're only on a 19-1 run on Sunday. So what we have, the promotion is, it's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. 5 games every Sunday. Next 4 weeks, $197. If you've never been with us before, we have been on a roll. We even won last night with the Bengals plus the points. So had them also on the money line. You want to get my 5 selections for 4 straight weeks, just $197, one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always great stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next Friday.
Thank you, Lee.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That's Lee Sterling, good job, Lee. Paramount Sports. Now, to recap his picks, here's what we got. Now, we'll start with tonight's games, of course, Nebraska, part of that, and Miami. So, Miami as 13.5-point favorites. He has them winning but not covering against Louisville. That's a 42-31 high-scoring game for the Hurricanes, but a win for them.
I see him winning. For some reason, this just has not worked out with Miller Moss and Jeff Brohm like everyone thought. And maybe that's probably a reason also why Miller Moss is no longer the quarterback at USC.
True. Now, we have some issues here because there's big disagreement from Steve Sterling and Lee Sterling. Now,
yeah.
Steve Sterling said, put your mortgage down on Nebraska to cover.
Mortgage game, yeah.
Lee Sterling says, not so fast. It's a win for Nebraska, but not covering the 8. He has Nebraska winning 31-26 in this game tonight. Nebraska fans will take a win no matter what, but in terms of
mortgage
point spread, the mortgage, it's a little dicey there. A little dicey. 31-26, Huskers. Games tomorrow says wrong teams favored in Michigan, Washington. Michigan 6-point favorites losing outright to Washington 28-25. You can see that.
Well, for one reason, the athleticism of the quarterback of Washington. He has the ability to run around and make some plays when the coaching's over. So I can't wait to see it.
DeMond Williams.
I can't wait to see it.
DeMond Williams last week threw for 400 and ran for 100 plus.
Say those numbers again.
Say it again, Sip.
Hey, by the way, Washington would be 6-1 with that win.
With the only loss to Ohio State.
Yes.
Well, playoff team.
Playoff team. You know who else can get into the playoffs? UCLA. They've just got one loss in the Big Ten. They got one loss in the Big Ten. Run the table like that, they still have a chance.
Win the conference.
I like Washington's chances better.
I'm with you on that, Sip. More pain for the Badgers as 25.5-point dogs. Lee has them at home getting waylaid by Ohio State 48-3.
They'll get all fever pitch for a while, and that thing will get squelched out. It'll be probably 17-0 after the first. And that was interesting that Lee pointed that out, that he felt that Fickell had, like, shut down. Remember I told you that 2 weeks ago when they scored a touchdown the last play?
Against Maryland, yeah.
8 seconds left against Maryland. He didn't even acknowledge the touchdown. Didn't say a word to the quarterback. It's his third string quarterback who threw it. Right, you know, that was off. That was unbelievable.
How can you shut down? How can you shut down in that role? It's hard to comprehend that, Bill.
You have to talk yourself in. Everyone at some point in time has been there. There's probably a 0.01% that's never been through it. Everyone's been through something like this, or it's not very good. You know what you do during that time? You coach harder. You have better body language. You do everything you can. You don't give up on anything. You make every call. Was it 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, and they were down? You didn't call any timeouts? Didn't use his timeouts?
Yep.
It's like, your timeout.
Michigan,
you coach as if I'm using my time. We have a chance to still get this score, get an onside kick, do something. You know, you coach harder than you've ever coached in your life. And you show, like I said, you have body language. You have everything. And so I don't know what's going on. That's just very, very odd.
Can you just say it this way? If he's really shutting down, that's unforgivable. You can't forgive that. Leader of the program.
Yeah, and when you see it, it's just, like I said,
it's just baffling.
It's very baffling. But just, like I said, if you ever get a chance, go back and just watch the end of that game against Maryland.
This is a guy that coached in the 4-team playoff at Cincinnati. Like he's had success. He knows how to win football games. And it's not working at all at Wisconsin. The other games that Lee had, he has Iowa covering 3.5, beating Penn State 24-17. That would be 0-4 in league at that point, Penn State, 3-4 overall. And Indiana covering 27 after a big win against Oregon, against Michigan State, 45-15. Hoosiers take down the Spartans per Lee Sterling. If you want any more picks from Lee, 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Ooh.
Oh, shucks.
Shucks. Nice catch.
Shucks.
Nice shucks.
Yes. Shucks. They're up and rolling. They have a new office. How about this one? How many times if things are going bad, you start opening up new offices? That doesn't happen. They've got the all-star team out to Kearney, right? And then they're opening up another all-star team, and they already have the office open in Ogallala. And so you can work out there, save cyber attacks, and also go fishing for walleyes at Lake McConaughey. Now we're talking, yes. And they will do some fishing guiding. They'll also do some guide fishing out of Lake Mack. So that's kind of exciting, too.
They're in all 93 counties of the state with a 99-plus percent retention
plus. Rate. 99.7.
They handle all things IT and cybersecurity. Free consultation available at AppliedConnective.com.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you to Will and the team at Applied Connective. When we come back, Bill Thrill's Monster Match. That's next on Early Break on The Ticket.